Hello and welcome to Debatatorium 2006. My name is Frank Allen. This is an exciting debate. It's the last debate of the second...
Yes, this will be the last debate.
No. It's the second...
There shall be no more debates.
There's gonna be...
I will slay all opponents.
There's a lot of debates left. This is the last debate of the second round.
You're wrong.
No, I'm not wrong. I know a lot of things. Anyway...
The magic force wall will not save you tonight.
All right. Hold on. You'll get your say, Kraltar. This is, now...
Kraltar the Mighty!
Well, Kraltar the Mighty. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean it.
I did. All right. This is also exciting because it's the first time we have a wild card, a debater, which means one of our debaters who unfortunately did not win previously is back for more. So we do have Kraltar who did win.
You are putting me against an inferior foe.
Well, we'll find out when you face him. You are Kraltar, of course. Kraltar won his debate. And of course, we have...
I win all debates!
Dr. Parsis from Planet Science. One of your poor Earthenoids was unfortunately abducted by one of our spaceships and probed until death. Therefore, was unable to make it to this meager little show.
But you're here for him, so to speak.
Indeed. Thank you for pointing out the obvious.
Well, I'm really glad we got both of these debaters in. Now, I know we've already talked ahead of time about this issue, and we already know that Kraltar here believes that dogs are better than cats, and Dr. Parsis believes that cats are better than dogs. I guess I'll let Kraltar go first, as he won the last debate, so he can tell us why dogs are better than cats.
What makes you think you are fit to judge this competition, Frank Allen? I am confident that I could slay you with both arms and both legs tied behind my back and merely a tongue knife in my mouth. How do you answer these charges?
Probing you would be most interesting, as your volume is substantially greater than the average human.
There is many a concubine that has longed for the opportunity to probe me, but it is I who probe with my probing stick.
Now, okay.
I am Kraltar, the prober of the hill people.
Now, regarding dogs, Kraltar, you had some dogs with you last time you were here, so you do like dogs,
correct?
I
have slain dogs, horses,
you had dogs who
bears, people,
dogs who were
ogres,
friends of yours.
I have slain monsters on and outer space that are 20 times as large. Well, I have not, but others of my people have, since I am too educated to do the grunt work.
I have slain braggarts.
No, wait, but you
outer
had...
Outer space.
You had dogs who were your friends, though, right?
Friends are a sign of weakness.
Well, okay.
Woo, Kraltar!
You had dogs who were your minions, let's say.
My slaves!
Slaves.
I have slaves!
Slave dogs.
Soon you will be my slave, Frank Allen.
If I remember quickly, Inferior One, both of your dogs were named Words. It's pitiable that you can't even remember your own pets.
Now, Dr. Parsis...
That kind of hurt.
Oh.
Indeed, it was intended to.
Dr. Parsis,
But this will hurt more!
You missed him. But we're glad we've got every...
I was aiming at you!
Well, you missed me. Dr. Parsis, why don't you tell us why cats are better than dogs?
Earthenoid things are all stupid, but as cats are smaller than dogs, they generally take up less space in our spaceship, so we can pack more of them in when we take them... to Earth to use them as manufacturing items.
You manufacture cats or you manufacture things out of cats?
We use them in a manufacturing product to make food.
Oh.
They act as lining in our factories.
Oh.
I discovered this last time I came to Earth. Oh. I have made a fortune out of it.
Well, congratulations.
And I have come back to look for more products to harvest from your planet.
Is this what this competition has been reduced to? You find a loud crazy man to pit wits against me, Kraltar, the mighty, mightiest of the hill people, people greater than hills?
I have no respect for one who doesn't have a spaceship. Now let's just do this thing by the rules. As much as I would love to debate how stupid you are, very stupid or very, very stupid, you need to tell me why you think dogs are better. Humor me, little man.
You are weak because you are constricted by the rules and travel in a spaceship. I fly on the flaming harp of Oz!
I'm sorry, what?
The flaming harp of Oz!
Like, from the book?
From the great, powerful god Oz!
Not familiar with that god, I don't think.
He who hides behind flames in the city of emeralds!
Wait, you're talking about the Wizard of Oz?
The god!
That's not a real god.
He who is so powerful, he is merely a large talking head!
That's a guy behind a curtain. That's
it
not-
is a large talking flame head.
Well,
question not my sacred beliefs.
I'm sorry. I won't question them tonight. Maybe a different night, I guess.
I have an axe with your name on it, Frank. Here, I give it to you.
Thank you very much.
In the stomach.
Oh, that was close, but thankfully it missed as well. I have a very sensitive field that protects
me from
violence.
Why do you insist on attacking the impenetrable shield?
Nothing will stop the might of Kraltor!
Interestingly enough, we do have an expert who does want to comment on this. Expert, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm the great and powerful Oz. You're the one who borrowed my harp, Kraltar?
Oh. It was given!
Sure, if by given you mean left on the coffee table.
The woman in black gave it to me!
Oh, that explains a great deal. I can see how you might have made that mistake.
She said she was your sacred nymph!
People say a lot of things about being my sacred nymph.
Okay, so this is the actual great and powerful Oz?
Yes.
The one who I met before once in a debate?
No, a different one, actually.
Oh, a different one. Okay. I was a little confused. Now,
he spelled it A-H-Z. I think he was some sort of Korean knockoff.
Oz? Multiple Oz? All right, well, that's fine. Now, you're a guy behind a curtain, correct?
Not at the moment.
No, but I mean...
There is no curtain! Only a head with flames! Are you insane,
yeah, maybe,
Frank Allen?
Perhaps you didn't notice the flames. I can see how you might not with the fortress thing going on.
I will smite him, my lord!
Not just yet.
No, I saw the flames, but then I remember a dog pulling on a curtain and then a reveal.
This neighborhood gossip is most tiresome.
Yes.
Really, I suppose that the comment I'd like to make, Kraltar, is that either you should say something about dogs, or simply attempt to slay Dr. Parsis in a mighty cage match. Do you think you can do one or both of those things?
Not only will I talk at great length about dogs, I will slay Dr. Parsis with a mighty cage match!
I'm sorry, you're gonna hit him with a cage?
To death!
Okay.
I approve of this. The great and powerful Oz has spoken enough. Farewell,
quickly,
humans!
Quickly, Hounds of Hell! My war cage!
No, wait, hold on. So, no, okay.
Hold on.
No, please, go ahead.
I listened to this program. I've paid attention to the episodes so far. And I have to tell you, I am familiar with Kraltar the Mighty.
Kraltar!
And I must say that I'm aware of his propensity to take the easy way out and attempt to chop his problems away. So that's why I'm appearing on here from satellite. So you will, in fact, have to kill space.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Okay, well...
Oh, Kraltar!
Now, but you have these dogs here with the cage. Now, tell us about why you got dogs instead of cats.
I'm allergic.
You're allergic to cats. That's a very... See now, okay, Dr. Parsis, how do you answer this?
All right. I don't really care, but I will just give you... I'll pretend to be a dumb Earthenoid and do a dumb Earthenoid impression in my answer. I prefer cats because cats are very independent and dogs drool too much. I am stupid.
Your insolence will no longer be tolerated, Doctor, if that is your real name. Load the war cage under the trebuchet, warhounds.
Now, we have another expert, actually, I think, who wants to comment on this.
Hello? Am I on? Hello?
Yes, please.
I'd like to say that this whole debate is pointless. But being a cat is not... it's not an actual thing. It's a state of mind.
Being a cat is a state of mind?
Yes. When you become so self-aware that you realize that you yourself are the center of the universe, you have become a cat.
Now, hold on. You're not one of those people who likes to look at, you know... pornography with animal people drawings, are
no,
you?
No.
Okay.
No, that's just weird.
Okay.
That is fine art!
So you're here to support Dr. Parsis, or... I can't quite tell.
Well, cats are better than dogs because they are more highly evolved. There is a level of reincarnation here.
Are you implying that eventually, in millions of years, dogs will evolve into cats?
No.
Okay.
They will spiritually become cats.
They will spiritually become cats.
Yes!
Okay. Who are you, sir? I don't even...
I'm the Great LS.
The Great LS.
Yes, part of the LS Foundation, LCD, you might have found. You know those little crystal pyramids that you find on people's houses?
Oh.
We manufacture those.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Yes.
Okay, well, so you think cats are better than dogs. Okay. Kraltar, can you answer that allegation?
Frank Allen.
Yes.
Gaze upon my mighty physique.
Okay.
Look at these muscles that have rendered giants in twain.
Ow!
But you're not a dog.
I have crushed entire civilizations between just this one boot.
Between
and
a boot?
And you bring fools before me!
How can you crush a civilization?
Have you ever heard of a war cat?
Between a boot.
No! Class dismissed!
What about tigers?
They are not fit for war. Eating or making of pancakes.
But this is exactly the point. The cats have evolved to the point where they don't actually fight their wars. They have other people fight their wars for them.
Actually, but what about He-Man and Skeletor both rode on war cats?
And they were both gay! What is your point?
I don't know that that's true.
Did you not see that special on MTV?
Look, I don't know that... All right, well...
Have you ever knelt down, put a saddle on yourself, and had someone sit in it and ride you around?
That would be horseplay, not cat play.
Yes, but cats wish to engage in it sometimes, too. It's very... relaxing.
Frank Allen?
Yes.
Per the agreement we made after the last show.
Okay.
I am about to kill this expert.
I'll allow it.
Shall allow it.
One, you get to kill one expert, and if this is the one, you don't get to kill the next one.
I am killing any I see fit.
Well, I say one. If this is the one you want.
You may hide behind your cage.
Go ahead and kill him.
But I will dig an impenetrable moat! Ah!
If you strike me down now, I will only become more feline.
Go ahead, kill him.
No!
Killing is too good for one such as him. I shall smote his eyes, tongue, and ears, and then send him into the market so the children may laugh and heckle him. Smite!
No! No!
All right, well, now that he's unfortunately done away with, I believe...
Not dead yet!
Doctor, did you want to say anything about that before we have... I think we have one more expert before we get to them. Did you want to say anything about that?
What did he say that would be worth commenting about? He said something about one insignificant organism morphing into another one. We've had robots to replace evolution where we're from.
Well, that's a good point.
If I win, I'm shorthanded here. I was called here, and my debatatron is not here.
That's true. Well, you didn't have it... Well, you did lose last time when you didn't have it with you, so...
I am the master of debate! I have slain all other debaters! Surely your debatatron has fallen before me in epic battle!
My debatatron is the mightiest robot ever!
Was!
What, you're not a robot!
It was destroyed, Frank Allen! I draw you a picture your own blood?
Well, I get it now,
Bring me my blood drawing set!
Well, in a minute, first
in
we have...
Any warhounds!
We have one more expert. Hi there, please comment to us about dogs and cats.
Well, obviously, cats are the supreme being because...
Okay.
I don't know if you can tell by my physique, but I have surgically enhanced my entire appearance to more closely resemble a feline.
Yeah, I can sort of see that.
I've had these whiskers implanted and this lovely texture tattooed all over my body.
That's a little creepy.
I agree!
But that's the point.
You want to creep people out?
Do you think that I would do something so psychotic to resemble a dog?
Would you?
No.
But would someone else?
Probably not. Dogs aren't hot.
Wait, you want to have...
No. Look at me.
Okay.
Aren't I hot as a cat?
Well, if I cover up your face...
Come on.
Maybe.
I'm the cat lady.
Frank Allen, I have an observation that I have just observed.
Please.
Everyone on this show, with the exception of the magnificent Krautar the Mighty, is either a loud freak or a loon. What is the meaning of this?
Well, you're fairly loud yourself.
I am not a freak or a loon.
I'm a cat, not a loon.
I agree the quality of the experts has been most inane. I agree with our obnoxious barbarian colleague on one thing, and that is the disposability of today's guests. If we could harvest them all for parts, the universe would be a better place.
Yes, I will harvest your parts and decorate my mantle with them so that all shall know I have slain the loud loon Parsis.
Woo!
Well, now, hold on. Before you slay him, let's do our final arguments. Krauthar, you get to do your final argument first.
It has been suggested that I am not adhering to the rules of debates. I challenge any who say this to debate with me at great length under the three moons of the crescent star in one-on-one blood axe combat. You will not do it because you are pathetic and weak, and I will snap you like a tasty beef snack.
Is the axe itself made of blood?
It will be covered in your blood.
Oh, okay.
Who is that?
That's Harvey Blood Axe, see?
My blood!
My axe!
All right, and so that explains why dogs are better, I guess.
Dogs are better because I, Krauthar, the mightiest mortal, say they are better.
Okay, the mightiest mortal says they're better. Whereas Dr. Parsis, please.
That is not all of my title.
Oh, there's...
I am the magnificent, great Scion of Oz, Lord of the Hill People, here with the bulging pectoral bicep muscles. Oh, bronze-skinned one, glorious one. He who eats triceps with bacon.
Okay. Doctor?
The there is more!
No, hold on.
Silence! The I shall outshout you if need be! The triangle is one of your Earthenoid's more aesthetically pleasing shapes.
Yes.
The Egyptians perfected your Earthenoid triangles, and they enjoyed cats. One of your greatest Earthenoid songs is the theme from Batman, and that show, which I've heard excerpts of on your station, featured a cat woman.
True.
I know of no pop culture references to dogs. Therefore, dogs are less significant.
Well, there was a Chick track about a dog, if you remember.
May I say one thing?
No!
Lest we forget the example of Clifford, the big red dog. Is he not beloved by all? The highest form of catdom is a lazy pasta-eating feline that I spit upon.
My final comment. I recall that tract now, and the dog was a little creature that escaped from its family and was nearly put to death by a doctor.
Absolutely.
A metaphor for the human race.
This may be true. All right, well, let me consider it richly. And, Doctor, maybe you should bring your Debatatron next time, because I think Kraltar has really proven
I am the mightiest! Now, launch the trebuchet!
Sprung!
No, don't
you
kill the-
You have mere minutes to live before my war machine kills you!
Lieutenant! Shields up!
Yes, Dr. Parsis.
I have foreseen this possibility. Ignite the cage! What do you mean you can't ignite the cage?
Who's gonna ignite the cage? There's nobody in the cage
anymore. My warhounds!
Alright, well, thank you. Thank you both, and thank you, Dr. Parsons, for coming back yet again to be defeated, unfortunately. Hopefully we'll see you again as...
Wait until the cage impacts! It could still work!
I doubt it will work, but...
Please chop that smug Frank Allen up.
No.
Yes!
No, impenetrable. Impenetrable, thankfully.
Clang! I will come with the Sword of Ages and slay you yet, Frank Allen!
Well, you will be back for the next round of debate.
Great Oz, give me a mighty sword!
Okay, jeez.
All right. Thank you for listening.
Ruby sword!
Thank you for listening to Debatatorium 2006. It's an amazing program. We've got, I believe, how many episodes left? 3 episodes. Left the third and fourth round of signing who's the Debatiator of the Year. It's going to be amazing. Thank you and good night.